will return.
So he ascended the way Elijah was taken up.
Elijah was taken up, and Enoch was ascended.
Resurrection and death goes together. You do not ascension for resurrection.
We believe in ascension, not resurrection.
No, but
because the Quran never speaks of resurrection.
Resurrection
in the Quran.
Right.
Give me that quote.
Because they actually pointed out that
Jesus. We're gonna take the break. When you come back, give me that quote from the Quran on the resurrection.
That's right.
So Bishop now wants to show that the Quran itself contradicts Muslim theology, religious hard talk. Christian-Muslim debate. We take a final break. What a religious hard talk, high quality debate between Bishop Joseph Adigol, Christian, and Muslim cleric Sheikh Abdullah Al-Faisal. You had a quote for us, Bishop.
Yeah, I was saying that Islam itself.
Where is the resurrection you spoke about in the Quran?
In the Quran.
You made an accusation that the Quran speaks of the resurrection of Jesus.
Yes, which
I'm desperate to see that verse because I've studied for 8 years in university and I don't know that verse.
Well, Prophet Muhammad himself pointed out in terms of the resurrection of Christ that he died and...
Yeah, but the Quran is the word of God, not the word of Muhammad.
Yes,
yeah, it is, but then Muhammad is the leader and when Muhammad speaks...
No, there's a verse in the Quran that speaks about the resurrection of
Christ.
Right. Show me that Quranic verse.
That's what I'm saying. Surah chapter 19 from 30 to 35.
No, but it's not there.
It is.
I will read it for you.
Surah 19, yes. Let me see.
He, Jesus, said, "Verily, I am a slave of Allah." Mm-hmm. So this is an argument for us, not for you, because Jesus said, "I am a slave of Allah, not God, not God, a slave of God. He has given me the scripture and made me a prophet." You see, not God, but a prophet. Mm-hmm. "And he has made me blessed wheresoever I be, and has enjoined on me prayer and charity," which is zakah, "as long as I live, and dutiful to my mother, and made me not arrogant and boastful. And peace be upon me the day I was born, and the day I die, and the day I shall be raised alive. Such is Jesus, son of Mary." It is a statement of truth about which they doubt or dispute. "It befits not the majesty of Allah, God, that he should beget a son."
But we can't stop there.
Yeah.
What does that mean, that he is raised alive?
He's not dead yet. He's raised.
No, that's what I'm saying.
He has to return to live and die.
I'm saying death and resurrection.
Go together.
Right. You do not just believe in resurrection.
But he's explaining, though, Bishop, that what he's talking more about is an ascension rather than a resurrection.
It's more of resurrection that the Quran talks about. And I'm saying you need to understand the whole concept of resurrection, that somebody doesn't resurrect except the person's died.
Let me clarify this statement. Allah said in the Holy Quran, "Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut." Every single soul shall taste death.
Mm-hmm.
Only God himself will not die.
In other words, Jesus died.
No, he's not dead yet. Enoch and Elijah... There are some people who are not yet dead.
Jesus didn't die.
Jesus will return to
and
live
then die.
And then die, and then he will be resurrected. But this hasn't taken place yet.
But Jesus will come back and die.
He's coming back to kill the swine, to break the cross, to kill the Antichrist, and to lift the jizya.
Why would Jesus be picked to do that business rather than Prophet Muhammad?
Because when all the prophets heard about the nation of Muhammad, they begged Allah, which is God, to let them join the nation of Muhammad. And he accepted the supplication of Jesus, so he will join the nation of Muhammad.
So Muhammad died, you believe that?
Yes, every soul shall die.
Okay, so
only Allah,
what is happening
die.
To Muhammad at this point?
His soul is in paradise.
Doing what?
His soul is in paradise.
Waiting for judgment.
Well, every human being shall stand.
Muhammad is waiting for judgment. That's correct.
Every human being shall stand in front of God on Judgment Day. Even Noah will be asked, "Did you proclaim the message?"
So Muhammad also will stand.
Every single human being, even Jesus himself.
Jesus is not going to stand, according to the scripture.
Well, according to my scripture, God will say
Jesus
to Jesus,
"Jesus is not going to stand on Judgment Day.
Did you tell the people to worship you as a God? You and your mother as a god instead of me?" And Jesus will say, "How can I say the things I do not have the right to say? I only tell them to worship you and you alone."
In Surah chapter 11 verse 31, Muhammad said, "I cannot help you. I can't help you." In other words, Muhammad understands that his soul is a limited person. Very limited. Jesus didn't say that. He said, if you believe in me, you will see my glory.
On the day of judgment, and the day
Muhammad
of,
said, I cannot help you. Why is it that you have to walk and serve the? I mean, somebody who can't help you?
Should I answer the question?
Answer.
On the day of judgment, the people will be gathered in front of God Almighty, and the fire will be there, the hellfire, and they will go to Adam and said, oh Adam, you are the first man created by God with his own two hands. Intercede for us. And Adam will say, I cannot intercede because I ate from the forbidden tree. And they will go to Noah. Noah will say, I cannot because I asked Allah a question.
Okay, and then they will go to Muhammad. Because I'm particularly
and then they
about
will
Prophet
go
Muhammad.
To Moses. Moses will say, they will go to Abraham. Abraham said, I told three lies. They will go to Moses. Moses will say, I can't because I killed a man I shouldn't have killed. And they will go to all the prophets and then they'll go to Muhammad and only Muhammad will intercede and beg Allah to give humankind the paradise.
Ah.
So your statement that Muhammad cannot help you,
this is not what
the hadith
said. He said, I cannot help you.
What that statement means is that if you claim to be a Muslim and you did not pray five times a day and fast in the holy month.
No, that's not what it means.
What Muhammad said is, if you do not pray five times a day, God Almighty will not give you the paradise and judgment day.
Muhammad was asked to repent.
To say something that you're a Muslim, but you do not live according to the Islamic faith, Islamic rules and morals, nobody can help you on judgment day. Nobody can help you except that you help yourself by practicing the religion properly.
Allah told Muhammad to repent of his sins. You agree?
Could you give me the quotation?
Let's look at Surah chapter 40.
Verse quick, 55. We only have a minute.
Allah said to Muhammad to repent of his sins, and it's a number of sins that he committed.
Yeah.
Can you?
Is this the knockout punch by the bishop?
Yes.
In the final minute
Surah
of this debate,
chapter 40, verse 55.
Give us the words.
Surah chapter 48, verses 1 and 2.
This could be the clincher.
Can I answer the question?
Yes, answer the question.
He, the Prophet Muhammad, said in a very famous hadith, "O mankind, seek repentance from your Lord, because I, Muhammad, I ask Allah to forgive me of my mistakes 100 times a day, every day."
So you make mistakes?
I thought it was different from
Adam and from all of those people. You quoted a line of prophets.
It's not just
their
mistakes.
Their sins and therefore they couldn't plead.
Muhammad committed a number of sins.
No prophet, strong argument, Bishop, it was simply
like an ordinary man and he confessed it.
No prophet, it's the same man that you are following, and that's my problem. Can I say something?
Jesus Christ,
only God himself.
The Bible says he had no sin. He did not commit any sin.
Only God himself. Right, is a perfect God. Only God himself is perfect. All human beings, God allow them or cause them. Can I answer the question? God caused them to make mistakes so that people do not worship them.
Show me in the Quran where the
God caused them to make mistakes
Jesus,
so that you don't worship
Jesus
them.
Said, show me in the Quran where it is
you will not want me
Jesus
to have
said.
Just one of these debates. If these men agree, they have not yet agreed. We only came for one debate, but it has been so scintillating that I think they will want to have a rematch. I know you want a rematch. High quality discussion, conducted in a courteous way with the greatest of respect. Scholarship. This is what you expect of Religious Hard Talk. And we delivered this evening. We're going to be back next week. Until then, Ian Boyne wishing you a very pleasant evening.